Last summer, I was out for a walk to clear my head. The sun was shining and I was lost in thought, so I didn't take notice when my hand casually brushed up against a plant. I immediately regretted my lack of attention because suddenly, my whole hand began to sting and burn. As the burning subsided, it was replaced by an intense itching as my skin turned red and produced small, raised welts. I'd inadvertently run myself right into the leaves of a stinging nettle, a plant that packs a whole lot of histamines and toxins into its leaves and stem. Stinging nettles can be found throughout our area in the woods, unmanaged grasslands, gardens, farmlands, fens, and riverbanks. It's a hardy perennial that has an appetite for soils that are rich in phosphorus and nitrogen. You can recognize stinging nettles, hopefully from a distance before you run into them, by their dark green sawtooth leaves, which may look lovely from above, but are covered with tiny hairs on the underside. These hairs, called trichomes, act like hypodermic needles, injecting histamine and toxins that produce a stinging sensation into the skin of would-be predators, or casually walking humans. The toxins are located at the base of each stinging hair. When skin brushes against the stinging hairs, the tips of each hair readily breaks off, forming a sharp shaft that injects the toxins into the skin, causing localized pain, reddish swelling, itching, and numbness. Formic acid is one of the substances found in stinging nettle hairs, and it's the same ingredient used by some stinging and biting insects to elicit a painful response to their attack. The symptoms caused by these chemicals will last for a few minutes to a few hours and then resolve on their own. Very few larger mammals have decided that stinging nettles are worth the discomfort to eat raw, and as a result, the plant is able to grow relatively tall. Most stinging nettles are anywhere from 3 to 9 feet tall and provide a home to a range of insects, including butterflies and moths, who are unbothered by their stinging hairs. Humans, unsatisfied with the thought of a plant that could get the best of our tender skin, discovered that cooking the leaves of stinging nettles rendered their toxic hairs useless. As a result, stinging nettles have been a source of food, medicine, and some highly questionable treatments. As a food, stinging nettles can be prepared like spinach, just not raw in your salad. Their flavor is described as a cross between spinach and cucumbers, and they are rich in vitamins A and C, protein, and iron. Medicinally, stinging nettle teas are used to manage urinary tract ailments, upset stomach, and gout. In folk medicine, it was believed that pulling up stinging nettles by the roots while calling out a sick person's name would drive away a fever. The raw plants were also used for the practice of urtication, or flogging with nettles, as a folk remedy for rheumatism. The usefulness of stinging nettles does not just extend to our diets. The strong fibers of nettles can also be used to produce textiles. During World War I, the German army suffered from a complete lack of cotton, as the Allies controlled the cotton market. As a result, the German army used nettle fibers to produce sandbags, straps, rucksacks, and harnesses. During the Second World War, the German army again returned to nettle fibers to make parachutes. Stinging nettles are truly amazing plants, despite their less appealing stinging qualities. You can learn more about the plant and animal species found in our area by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.